Coelacanth Genome. By Richard, William, Nelson. The long-awaited analysis for one of the most influential lobe-finned fish in evolution history, the coelacanth genome, was published last week by lead scientists Christy Amimiya of University of Washington, and Jessica Alfoldi from MIT and Harvard in the prestigious journal Nature. The coelacanth plays a crucial and colorful role in the history of evolution. Biologist Louis Agassiz, born in Switzerland, becoming a professor at Harvard University and founder of the Museum of Comparative Biology, was the first to describe and name the fish in 1839. Ironically, Agassiz became a leading critic of Charles Darwin. Into the 20th century, the coelacanth fossil emerged as an example of a 70 million years old extinct fossilized link between fish and land-walking amphibians. The focus was on the coelacanth fins, specifically the hind fins with a rudimentary resemblance to feet. In 1938, Marjorie Latimer announced the discovery of the 120 pounds 5 foot long, a pale mauve blue with faint flecks of whitish spots, a live coelacanth, from a marine dock off the coast of South Africa. The genus was later named Latimeria in her honor. The discovery was considered one of the most notable zoological finds of the 20th century, a living fossil. The discovery of the live fish, thought to be an extinct transitional link, opened new avenues to explore, understand, and validate Darwin's theory. The vertebrate land transition is one of the most important steps in evolutionary history. Almost 15 years elapsed before the discovery of the second specimen of this elusive species in the Comoros Islands in the Indian Ocean off the east coast of Africa. During the daytime, since coelacanths rest in caves anywhere from 100 to 500 meters deep during the day, sightings are rare. Before the genomic revolution. With several clues, even before the genomic revolution, the coelacanth status as a transitional species was in question. For one, unlike most fish, amphibians, and reptiles, the coelacanth reproduces via live births, not eggs. In 1974, paleoichthyologist Barbara Stahl concluded in Vertebrate History, Problems in Evolution. The modern coelacanth shows no evidence of having internal organs pre-adapted for use in a terrestrial environment. Distinguished vertebrate paleontologist Edwin Harris Colbert, curator of vertebrate paleontology at the American Museum of Natural History, in 1991 explains the problem. There is no evidence of any Paleozoic amphibians combining the characteristics that would be expected, including coelacanths. Coelacanth genome. By the early 21st century, the genomic revolution opened molecular biologists the opportunity to investigate the molecular transitional status of the coelacanth more confidently. The study team, led by Amimiya and Alfoldi, published their paper entitled The African Coelacanth Genome Provides Insights into Tetrapod Evolution in the Journal of Nature. This broad institute coelacanth genome project was the first to perform a phylogenetic analysis of the coelacanth genome sequence. Of the 19,033 protein coding genes containing 21,817 transcripts studied, the team concluded. The protein coding genes of L. columni coelacanth show a decreased substitution rate compared to those of other sequenced vertebrates, even though its genome as a whole does not show evidence of low genome plasticity. The reason for this lower substitution rate is still unknown. Rather than finding the expected progressive changes in the genome, the evidence points to genetic stasis, not evolution. As the authors explain further, remarkably, their morphology is similar to that of fossils that date back at least 300 mere, leading to the supposition that, among vertebrates, this lineage is markedly slow to evolve. Compounding Darwin's dilemma, the known reproduction evolutionary problem must remain as a genomic mystery. Amimiya and Alfoldi explains. Although Latimeria does not possess a placenta, it gives birth to live young and has very large, vascularized eggs, but the relationship between HOXA14, the HA14E1 enhancer, and blood island formation in the coelacanth remains unknown. The phylogenetic analysis of the coelacanth genome precludes the fish from being a transitional link from the fish to land-walking amphibians. Amimiya and Alfoldi conclude. Through a phylogenomic analysis, we conclude that the lungfish, and not the coelacanth, is the closest living relative of tetrapods. Genesis. After nearly a century of research on the coelacanth as a transitional link, the genomic revolution finalizes the discussion. As anticipated, only valid scientific theories continue to be compatible with the Genesis account, like Swedish botanist, physician, and zoologist, Carolus Linnaeus, 1707-1778, theory of species. As Linnaeus explained, all the species recognized by botanists came forth from the Almighty Creator's hand, and the number of these is now and always will be exactly the same. Evolution exists only as a theory, not as a valid scientific law of nature. 2010 update. The coelacanth, once the textbook transitional link, is no longer an evolution poster child. According to Wikipedia, 2020. In the article entitled Coelacanth, Wikipedia quotes from Chris Amimiya's 2013 paper in Nature. We conclude that the closest living fish to the tetrapod ancestor is the lungfish, not the coelacanth. Evolution 101, of the University of California, Berkeley, notes. The coelacanth lineage exhibits about 80 million years worth of morphological stasis, not evolution. Smithsonian Institute in the article Coelacanth, does not mention transitional links. The following is the only reference to evolution. From an evolutionary standpoint, coelacanths are more closely related to reptiles and mammals than to the common ray-finned fishes.